Facing federal budget cuts and continued pressure on 8A contracting, the Calista Regional Native Corporation is continuing to look beyond federal contracts. Calista acquired STG, a major construction company, last year and is hoping to grow and diversify. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
The majority of Calista's revenues come from federal contracts in areas as diverse as aerospace engineering, military range support, and Coast Guard food service. Company officials say federal budget cuts and sequestration made 2013 a very tough year for seeking and delivering those contracts. Calista's federal holdings saw a decline of 12% in revenues, but the company years ago decided to make a conscious effort to diversify. Calista President and CEO Andrew Guy says they will continue to be very active in contracting.
Federal contracting has too much of an opportunity for us, and the kind of benefits that it returns to our shareholders is proven. So we won't go away from it. We'll just approach it in a smarter way and at the same time diversify away from it.
As a proportion, federal contracts went down slightly last year from 64% to 61% of revenues. Guy says it was close to 80% in recent years. Shareholders recently received a record $4.3 million dividend, reflecting a successful year of operations. The company's revenues actually dropped 8% to $369 million from a high of $402 million in 2012, but net revenues were up. Beyond contracting, about a quarter of Calista's revenues come from the construction business. That area has grown quickly in recent years. Tom Leonard, the communications manager for Calista, says growth is tough as federal budgets have impacted that sector.
A huge portion of the transportation budgets for the state comes from federal monies, and that just trickles down to all the businesses that could do construction.
President Guy says future diversification will come both internally and by looking outside for opportunity.
You know, it's obvious that we can't acquire a company every year. So we have a kind of a long-term strategy to acquire a company every 2 or 3 years.
One area of business that's not making money at this point is the communication sector, which hasn't turned a profit since 2010. That area lost $4.6 million in 2013. One company, Futurus, among its other services, is a partner on a project to connect Alaska with a subsea fiber optic network across the Northwest Passage.
Our board and management obviously won't allow any company to operate indefinitely with losing money year by year by year. And that's why we have a turnaround plan in place for any company that we have right now. We expect our companies, all of our companies, to be profitable or at least break even.
Calista has over 12,000 shareholders. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.